It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor. And me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. Oh, great. Really appreciate that. And also featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. You Coffee of Coffee. All right, you get the applause as well. You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. More on you and his sponsorship and all about the company in a little bit. But for now, welcome to our show here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a.m., and as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports, the players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and we'll be good to go. And we want audience participation, folks. We've got some free time today on the... We lost one of our guests today, so... But call us on the studio hotline. It's 732-545-9282. And that's 732-545-9282. Whatever topic you want to talk about, it's open. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to October Sports. Good morning, you and Billy.
And good morning, to you, Jim. Hope everything is well with you and your family.
Oh, God bless. That's great, Billy. We're doing very well here. We just started with that opening. Folks, I'll let you guys take it over, but October Sports is here. How magical is this, Billy?
Well, I love it because I always hope that there's a bunch of different things in there. And with the Mets being involved in beating the Phillies, that's outstanding for the area. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead over the Royals. It is really going to lead into something great. I hope the Yankees can keep up, their hitting timely and stuff like that, because I don't want them to win by the home run, because I don't know if you can do that as you go deeper in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, the Yankees, that's been their MO for, I don't know, last how many years. They did get a little bit like Jazz Chisholm. He's going to, give him some small ball feel.
A little change, right.
Yeah, no, it's a great weekend for sports, college football, baseball, NFL. Now there's a game going on right now with the Jets.
Yes, that's right. We are live football. We're competing against the Jets.
Right, I think we're going to win that one.
they're already losing, though, Jack, our engineer, says, right?
10-0.
10-0 Vikings. Okay, right. So stay with us, folks, for the next hour.
Exactly. We'll tell you the scores all throughout the show.
But at any rate, so we've got so much. It's just absolutely, it's just such a great time for any
sports. Best time of the year,
jocks.
Right, for sports?
Yeah, I mean, really, there's so many games and, the schedule today. We're going to go through it all. I think we probably should start, though, with the Major League playoffs. Right?
Absolutely.
That is what happened over the last week, and yesterday was amazing. And since we said amazing, and Jack, our engineer, the diehard Mets fan, loves this, we're opening with the Mets, Jack.
We had to sign a contract to start with the Mets.
He made us sign a pact. We had to start with the Mets. But no, really, I mean, this is going down. We don't know where it's leading to. It's a long way to the World Series yet. But this goes down, right, as one of the greatest weeks in the history of the amazing Mets. Billy, what do you think?
Well, see, what I really like is that usually at the end of the season, momentum carries you. And I think after the All-Star break, the Mets, they probably were one of the hottest teams in all the league. They had a little spell at the end, but it seemed like they're getting hot again. Their pitching is timely. Their base hitting this time, and I really like them. I really, really do. I think they got an exciting team. I like their manager. And I think that's going to be one of the things to watch, because the Phillies, you know, they've been good for a few years now.
Right.
And for the Mets to take a 1-0 lead, that's got to give them some momentum. So I'm looking forward to that. The other one is the Dodgers and the Padres.
Oh.
But I like the Padres. I always have. But the Dodgers have one of the best hitters in the history of the game. And I think that, you know, there might be too much talent on their team.
Right. Your thoughts on the Mets, though. It starts from, I mean, what last Monday, that doubleheader with the Braves. Play in or you're out kind of a deal. You know, you had a chance to win two games. But
that
game was incredible. It was amazing.
It was. But that was a BS doubleheader to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was, and then the next day starts the playoffs. I think so. The Mets had a tough week.
Yeah.
But you know what? They overcame. They got into the playoffs. And then they won, the other game. And they've been pretty hot. Mets, magical. It feels like a magical season for the Mets.
That Lindor home run on Monday, that game was unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
What were they? They were down 3-0. They scored 6 to make it 6-3.
Eighth inning magic. That's all you have to say.
And then the Braves came back and took the lead 7-6. And then Lindor hits that 2-run blast, right? And it's like 8-7, I think it was. But they have to hold on because Diaz, the relief pitcher, is giving everybody in New York a heart attack.
Agita.
Right? You know, where is the Marianos of the world? There's none left.
There's none left. All over baseball, you see in the poses blow these games. And it makes you appreciate what we had with Mariano.
Oh, my God.
We took it for granted. I'll be honest with you. We took it for granted. But now it's crazy.
It was unbelievable. It was so exciting to watch, you know. And then they made it. And now and they have to fly right back to Milwaukee where they were that last weekend.
Three games.
You know, still haven't had a day off until tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
No, they had a Friday. Right.
Friday was the
other day. It was finally the day off. But. Oh, my God. Then they play the Brewers in great games, thrillers.
Yeah, those were real three good games.
Billy, you able to watch all the games on and off for In and Out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is my time of year.
Yeah.
I'm a big baseball fan.
Right.
And this is my time of year because it seems like the cream comes to the top. And your money-making players like Lindor of the Mets, they're proving why they pay him that kind of money, because I was skeptical when he first came. He didn't have a good first year. But for him to come through in the clutch is big time, and I think that may propel them to even go on and go to the next round, which I hope they can do, because it'd be great for New York for both teams to advance to the next round.
Yeah, it's funny that I agree with you, Billy, totally about Lindor. It was, you know, he was a great player with Cleveland, you know, then they made the trade for him, but he was at a certain level with them, right? He took a little time, and Met fans were not thrilled with him all the time with Lindor. And then all of a sudden, I think he also took on the responsibility of being more of the captain. I think he is a captain, right?
Yeah,
and be the captain. And he's become, you know, one of the leaders of the team.
He's the unofficial captain.
But, you know, Jim, what I have learned, though, if you can hear me.
Yep.
Players who go against the media.
Right.
And, like, he gave the finger or something to the Met fans a year ago.
Right.
And it took a while to come back because New York doesn't forget that stuff. Even the Julius Randle of the Knicks did the same thing with the fans. You can't do that kind of stuff.
Right.
I've watched over the years for a long time. I go back to Eddie Murray not speaking to the media.
Yep.
It hurt him. And I think Lindor is one of the few people who come back to get the fans back on his side, because I don't think Randle of the Knicks did. He got traded to Minnesota. But I just think you can't do that to the media, especially in New York, because this is a place where you can be either broken or made by the media, and he seems to have understood, or somebody's talked to him, because for him to come through like he did, I think, you know, your play is the talk. You can talk all you want, but what happens on the field makes a big difference, and he has been a difference maker.
Absolutely, and he's just a great shortstop, you. He's overall.
And if it wasn't for a guy named Ohtani, Lindor would have won the MVP.
That's another.
I know Met fans are still a little bit raw about Ohtani don't play the field and Lindor does, and I get all that, but Ohtani has great numbers and he won the MVP. But if it wasn't for Ohtani, Lindor definitely would have won the MVP. So he had a great year.
And Mr. Ohtani, as I was watching the late game, trying to keep my eyes open last night, right, watching the West Coast Padres game. I did get to see Mary Hart, though. Mary Hart's always there in the background, if you know any of that story at all.
No, not really.
Mary Hart, forget it.
Look at that, another day.
Mary Hart, hostess for Entertainment Tonight. She for 20 years, and she has season tickets. She's behind the Dodger home plate for 20 years.
Like the girl from Milwaukee? Game. How about the girl?
I can't take my eyes off her all the time. That's very hard.
How about the lady from Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. The other one. Right.
Front row.
But Ohtani, it's amazing, Billy, right? Here's Ohtani, season 7. He never made the damn playoffs with the Angels. He hits his first home run last night in the playoffs. Three-run home run.
The thing that makes me kind of upset is that they say Trout is the best player in baseball.
Right.
He's not available. Just makes him mad. How can you give him that kind of credit when he's never there? Then you have two superstars with Ohtani and Trout, and they don't even get close to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It might be managing. It might be coaching. I don't know. But he goes to a great team like the Dodgers and elevates them to a higher level. And that's what a superstar is supposed to do. So it makes me mad because they give Trout all this money, all this credit, and he's never there.
I totally agree.
No, Trout was probably the best player. And then the last couple of years, he's, like I said, he not making the playoffs. He was also hurt a lot now.
That's the problem. He's been hurt every year. I'm sorry, but that's.
But the Angels, Dodgers have much better players also. They have Mookie Betts. They have pitching. You know, the Angels have, they only had those two guys. They didn't build around them. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be, to Billy's point, I think it's more on management and front office than it was the players. Right?
They spent money. That owner, I forget his name now. Well, that's also the Oriole guy, Angel.
No, I know, but I think he has a similar name anyway.
Similar name. And they did spend money, but they made it was the wrong choices. But they didn't even make the damn playoffs. Unbelievable.
Right. I mean, never. Well, Tommy never made playoffs until this year. It's unbelievable.
So anyway, so the Mets go and they do. Okay, now they got the Brewers. They make it, and then here we are. We get to yesterday's game. And they're playing the rival Philadelphia Phillies. How great is that?
First time. They play how many games in regular season? First time they're playing in the playoffs.
It's the first time they've played in the playoffs, right? And like Billy said, you know, the Phillies have had a nice run, a lot of seasons in the playoffs, and they've done a great job, you know, with Bryce Harper and bringing in a lot of guys, you know. And it was funny, the first pitch or the first guy up is Schwarber. I mean, and Schwarber, he's just unbelievable. Yeah, the guy strikes out 230 times.
Well, how is he your leadoff hitter, right?
They went that route with him as the leadoff hitter, and it's worked for them.
Yeah, well, it works.
18 leadoff homers this season alone.
Yeah, and it was a tremendous start. And then, but what happened? Now, I didn't see the whole game, but I guess Zach Wheeler was a one-hitter.
Oh, he pitched a gem.
Right?
And a loss. He pitched a great game.
And so nothing was happening for seven innings, right?
Yeah, no, the Mets couldn't hit him until he got out of the game, and then they got to the bullpen.
Yeah, and here we go with this Met rally again. They do this. This is their new MO.
Right, starting the seventh inning or eighth inning.
But it was not that they were dinks and donks, but they just got a lot of hits. It was sack flies. It was that kind of Billy, like you're saying, it was that kind of baseball for the Mets in that eighth inning.
So my favorite baseball over the years is like Whitey Herzog used to be the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals years ago, and I met him, and I like his baseball mind. I mean, however you can get a run, you can manufacture it, whether you get a guy who leads off with a walk, you sacrifice him the second, and the next guy up tries to, get him either hit a base hit in the hole, and that's called manufacturing runs, and I love that kind of baseball.
Right.
I was mad at the Yankees for the last 3 years because they hit a base hit in the hole, and that's called manufacturing runs. Right. I love that kind of baseball.
Right.
I was mad at the Yankees for the last 3 years because they totally depend on the home run, but it seems like now they're getting timely hitting, timely pitching, and this could be a different year.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously a majority of our audience is New York, New Jersey based here, so people, after one game for both sides, we'll get to the Yankees in a minute, but after everyone's like, Subway Series!
Right, exactly.
We still have a few rounds to go to get there, but...
pump the brakes a little bit, but...
Right.
Keep that positive attitude, though.
But I have to say, the Mets story right now... is kind of a bigger story in New York. You know, the Yankees are kind of Yankees again.
Because of the way they got in, though. Yankees already had it kind of wrapped up. The Mets had to play, that, like I said, that BS doubleheader to get in. And then next day, bam, in Milwaukee to start the playoffs. So the Mets just haven't stopped. So that's why they're more of a...
Right. It's been incredible.
Yeah, they got a week off, so...
It's been incredible. So that's good then. That's great for the Mets. Okay, everybody here at the station, the Met fans are all happy, okay? All right, now moving on.
Time out. Also, Cleveland beat Detroit 7-0. I mean, we didn't talk about that.
We're getting to that. That's so funny. So that opened up the playoffs, 1 o'clock game.
I know.
So that's buried in the early time zone.
Right, no one cared after that.
And I guess the Guardian, 7-0, was it?
7-0, yeah, that was pretty much
it. I guess they just wiped them out. Billy, did you see that game at all?
No, I didn't see that one, but I've always been a fan of the Guardians, and I think... you know, they're just showing what they have. They don't get a lot of publicity because they're kind of in the what they call the Midwest. But I think they got a good team, and they, you know, they're going to be able to be tough for anybody to beat.
Absolutely, they've had a solid couple of years, and they were great this year, and very quietly did it. I totally agree.
Well, quietly, I mean, they won. They got 5 runs in the first inning, and Lane Thomas hit a 3-run homer.
Yeah,
first time I heard that, guys.
Yeah,
but I mean, but good for them. Right. But listen. Like, he's the, I mean, they're number 2 seed, so obviously they're good.
Right.
But, and the Tigers were surprised, and they got in, you know, like, they had to win, like, a lot of games.
Yeah.
The last, like, 2 months of the season.
31-10 or something, the last month plus to get in.
Right.
And it's just a great story, because they're another one. I mean, they've been so down and out for
right, after they won those World Series back, you know, with Scherzer and stuff like that. But after that, they were, but, and they came out of nowhere. Like, they were, like I said, they were, like, a middle of the road, like, team not making the playoffs. And he went on his big run, and here they go.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So that's good. That's a good start. And people were commenting already that for the Yankees to advance, then they're going to have to go through all the American League Central teams. They got to go with the Royals now.
Well, how do you feel about
the Tigers or the Guardians?
How do you feel about only 5 games for the DS for the divisional series?
Well, look at these schedules.
I think it should be 7 tight. Games, but I hear you. I mean.
They're trying to fit in as many games as they can. Right. You know, right?
You added extra playoffs, so you have to cut it somewhere, I guess.
I mean, look at even this wild card thing. They made it now a best 2 out of 3, right? Was this the first year for the wild card 2 out of 3? Was it last year, I think?
But I'm not 100%.
But most of the time, it was a play-in game.
Right, play-in
one
game.
One and done.
Right.
For the last couple of years, right?
Right.
You know,
I like the 2 out of 3, but I don't like the only best of 5 for the divisional series, you know?
It's all about TV money and ratings.
Oh, of course.
They pay the freight, you know. Before we get to the Yankees, though, and back to that Dodgers, Billy, right, the Dodgers-Padres series, what a great rivalry that is out west. I mean, you know, the Padres have come on so strong. And I'm like you. I kind of like the Padres, you know. I like those guys, right?
I've liked them for a long time, Jim. I thought that they were one of the fun teams to watch.
Yeah.
They have a lot of players who really kind of exhibit themselves, and I like that. And I think it's really funny because the Dodgers are one of the highest paid teams in baseball, and the Padres are kind of like a low-level paid team. But they put up a good show, and it's going to be interesting because I think the difference could be Ohtani because, you know, he's someone that you have to worry about. And I think the Dodgers – as a team, have to be one of the more talented teams in baseball. And I think this is going to be an outstanding series. Just because the Dodgers are up 1-0 doesn't mean anything. I think the Padres are going to show why they're there.
Yeah, I think the Padres have a really talented team, too. I mean, you could argue they have a better team than the Dodgers because they have better pitching. But I think the same thing. I think the Padres can definitely win the series. Dodgers are always a higher seed. And I think the Dodgers would probably put them over is Ohtani. But... I think the Padres can win the series.
I think the Dodgers actually didn't do as well as people thought this season. They had their slumps, and everyone thought they were going to be the super team.
But there was no other team. There was not that team that was right. Like even that, I think it's wide open for baseball because there's not that team that this team's going to definitely win. They have the best. There's not really. There was Phillies for a while. The Yankees were like that for a while. They all drop off. Dodgers too. I just think that it's so wide open this year.
Right. So I know. So that's going to be a good series. So we'll probably, I think we're due for our first commercial break, and then maybe we'll save the Yankees for right after that, okay? So why don't we take a break, and we'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay. And we are back, folks. The JT and the BT Express Show. All things sports. Sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. And we've got all kinds of things. We're getting updates already. The Jet game in London. It's Vikings 17, Jets 10, I think?
17-7.
Okay. So keep that volume down and just watch the video on that. Okay.
Right.
All right, good. We're getting reaction already. We've got some callers coming in. I think our first one is Buddy. Hello, Buddy.
Hey, JT. What's up, brother?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're here with Hugh Coffee and Billy Taylor, giant legend, and Totten is a legend in his own mind.
He is a legend in his own mind. That is so true.
Hi. How you doing? What's going on in your sports world there, pal?
Well, you know, October is a great month for sports. You got baseball playoffs. You got football. You got hockey starting. You got basketball.
Yeah, the hockey.
And what about all those college upsets yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Michigan going down. Alabama going down. Just a crazy day.
Yeah, that's next on our checklist to go over. I think there was five major upsets.
Yeah, it was historic day.
Yeah, historic day.
Yeah, and if you heard what Saban said during the week about the only sure thing is a Vanderbilt loss.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Came back to eat his word.
Nah, that's great. I didn't hear that. That's great.
Did he say that? I didn't know that either, buddy. That's great.
Yeah, he said that on national radio. He said that the only thing, a sure thing in the SEC is a Vanderbilt loss. It's incredible. I was laughing all the way when I heard that sort of score.
We're going to get into that in a minute, but no, since you're talking about it, though, did you see what the Vandy fans did with the goalpost?
Oh, yeah, carried them out.
They tore it down like they've done, you know, many times,
right.
But they tore it out, right, buddy? And they dragged it to the river. I don't know what river that is.
Oh, by Nashville, by Broadway, right?
Off Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. That's
off Broadway.
Perfect.
They dragged it, and that was like, they said, over 2 miles.
Wow.
They dragged the golf ball.
That's awesome.
You think there were some adult beverages?
Maybe one or two, I think.
But wait a minute. They're a bunch of minors. What the hell is that?
Why, though? Because Vanderbilt's 0-23 in the last 23 games against Alabama. And also, that was the first time beating they were 0-60 versus the top 5 team. So they had something to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then baseball. Some great games yesterday, too.
Oh, my God. It's for all of us sports junkies.
Go figure.
That this is nirvana. This is absolute nirvana. You know?
Doug McGraw, you got to believe, right?
You got to believe. That's right. And, buddy, you've been a regular on the show over the years, and you actually hosted for a while. Thank you very much. But
absolutely.
Real quick,
absolutely.
Just
love it.
With
Can't
you,
wait.
Are
Every
you doing any marathons, sir?
Next week, Chicago Marathon.
Oh.
Next Sunday,
and
then
fantastic.
New York City 3 weeks after that.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Good luck.
We're going to have you check in for the New York City Marathon like we've done.
Live.
Absolutely. We'll do
cool.
interviews like we did last year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
That's awesome.
Oh, good.
Very cool.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. I'm so glad you called in.
All right. Great listening to you guys. Take care.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Good call.
All right, brother.
Okay, thanks. Okay. All right, that's good. Yeah, Buddy is a 65-year-old marathon man.
Wow.
He runs half a dozen marathons.
So do you, right?
Yeah, and I'm right behind him.
Right.
by years behind him.
Right. I got tired just listening to him going to marathons.
Anyway, it's a great story because he had a tragedy. Something happened to him years ago, and he got into this health kick and discovered things and life and made him, and marathoning became his thing. He's been to Munich, Chicago, London, New York. He's done them all.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
Good for him.
Amazing.
Awesome.
So God bless him. I'm glad he called in. But anyway, that was fun. Okay, thanks, guys. All right, back to the baseball real quick. We got to talk Yankees.
Let's go, Yankees.
Billy, so back to what we were saying, what you were saying about them with small ball. Let me start out with one thing. This guy, I'm sorry, but he's still, to me, he's no Bob Gibson. Gerrit Cole, I don't know with him. Is he the ace that we want him to be, Gerrit Cole?
What do you mean?
We're hoping that he steps up even more in the playoffs because he really hasn't come back to be the pitcher I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Because you want your ace to almost be automatic when they come in, especially in the playoffs.
Right.
Say, like, if you were down one game and you need someone to get it even, you bring in your ace. So
right.
I'm anxious to see how he contributes as we go on because he hasn't looked outstanding. He was, you know, hurt most of the year in the beginning, and then he came back and they started to play well, and I thought maybe he was going to be that guy. But recently I don't think that, you know, he's up to the snuff that he should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a little bit of a problem with him.
I had a problem yesterday. He only pitched, what, five innings, whatever?
Baseball.
As to Billy's point about being that ace, I thought he would have been, you know, at least seven innings, like one or no run game. But it was a first playoff game, and he was hurt most of the year. I'm confident Gerrit Cole will be fine the rest of the playoffs. I mean, he didn't pitch bad yesterday. He just didn't pitch long. So yeah. I think he'll be fine going. And I think he's going to, next game, he's going to do like seven innings, one or no runs.
He's just, you know what it is? It's like, I hate to say this, I'm that Yankee guy. It's Gerrit, you know, over the years we've had him. He hasn't done that Bob Gibson game, with Tom Seaver game.
Last year he pitched Cy Young.
Out of the playoffs in the last 3 years. He pitched well. But the other times he's old. The Red Sox playoff game.
He got lit up in the Red Sox. I'm not as skeptical as you, but I'm not as – he could be bad. But like I said, he won a Cy Young last year. I'm going to give him a pass. I think we need him. He's got to be that guy. He's got to be that guy.
It's him and Giancarlo. Okay, there's my problem. Giancarlo Stanton, you know. I know injuries and everything else. He's kind of a hindrance sometimes in the middle of that lineup, right?
Yeah, no, we need him to get a little bit hot here because,
Billy, what's your thoughts on Giancarlo?
I think he's sometimes he's unavailable.
Yeah.
You can't count on him.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that he gets paid too much money.
Right.
To not contribute as much as he does.
Right.
And so it makes me kind of mad, but then that's the Yankees are probably the only team that can put up with it because Florida totally got rid of him because of the salary.
Right.
And I thought he was going to come here and show signs of an MVP.
Yeah.
But he hasn't shown me any signs. Every once in a while, you know, he'll do something, but not close to being the MVP level that he was with Florida.
Right.
Yeah, no, very streaky. He's very streaky here and gets hurt a lot.
Right.
Streaky. I mean, contract now, if you compare it to the newer contracts, it's not so bad, but right, at the time...
$25 million.
Right. It's almost like a bargain, right? Now, if you compare it to the newer contracts, it's not so bad, but right, at the time...
$25 million. Right.
It's almost like a bargain, right? But yeah, no, exactly. Whatever you get from him, I mean, he's not the two guys are Soto and Judge. So hopefully that he's the third or fourth guy to contribute, take some pressure off him, and maybe he can carry a couple games in playoffs.
And just a reminder for anybody listening to the show, we have open phone lines today. We have audience participation, so if you guys want to call into the studio hotline, it's 732-545-9282. Give us a call on any topic. We're talking baseball, NFL coming up, and college football, and you want to talk tennis?
Hold on. You know what else starts this week, right?
And hockey is back.
New coffee,
and there's hockey coming up, too. Now, here we go again. It's unbelievable. Back to the Yankees, though. I can't let it go. So the game, compared to what I was saying, the Mets have been amazing. You know, their run has been exciting in the game. The Yankee game was kind of, you know, I watched the whole thing last night, and, you know, it was kind of blasé, back and forth. Their rally was four walks.
Right, two runs in by walks.
Yeah, the Royals walked loaded, four guys. Loaded, yeah. Two of them came in. You know, a couple of dinks, couple of donks.
Right.
Wasn't a thriller.
Well, we had Labor Day. We did have Labor Day. He had a two-run homer.
Right. That's right. He did hit that, too, you know. I do like, what do you guys think of, you know, because we said all things sports. What do you think about having Bob Costas back? Bob, I don't know if you guys noticed that, but
he did the game
with Ron Darling.
Yeah,
he was a little
anti-Yankee, I thought,
everyone over the years has said he's anti-Yankee.
Well, like Joe Buck, right? You know,
yeah, Joe Buck is the other. Billy, what do you think about that? Because I like Costas.
Say that again?
We're talking about Bob Costas and Ron Darling. We're doing the Yankee game on TV last night.
I love Bob Costas. Yeah. I really, really do.
Me too.
And I've gotten to know Ron Darling, and I think he's become quite an announcer.
That
he and Lenny Dykstra don't get along because of some words that were exchanged.
Right.
I like Darling, and I think Bob Costas is one of the best ever. And the bad thing is just giving you, as you already probably know, you know, NBC fired him because of some disputes that he had.
Right.
It wasn't because of a lack of performance.
Right.
He's one of the best ever on television.
Yeah, no, I like Bob. He's great. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. No, and he came back. He does really just the playoffs game. Plus, he doesn't want to do a game every
week. He don't need to do 162 games anymore. He's done that to death, you know.
He's probably 70-ish.
Let him just do a big game in the playoffs.
So he does the playoff game.
I think he earned that.
It's just nice to hear him, though. You know, I really enjoyed him and Darling. Yeah. I thought they were great, you know. You know, it was another crazy thing, too. Talk about relief pitchers. We were kidding before about Diaz. And, you know, no Marianos of the world. And here's what's his name comes in for the Yankees in what, the fourth inning?
Clay Holmes? Our former closer. Because he can't close.
Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, they've got Clay Holmes warming up in the fourth or fifth inning.
I used to be our closer. He's coming in the fifth or sixth inning now.
Yeah. How the mighty have fallen.
Right?
My God, that was crazy.
And I mean, Luke Weaver.
Well, Eve, you know, Costas and Darling.
He's 12 years old, but he's out there closing games.
Costas and Darling did mention that, though. I mean, it might have been Ron that said it, but, I mean, Clay Holmes had one of the worst seasons that a relief closer could have.
In the history of baseball.
He blew 13 games.
Yeah.
You know, let them tie it or the other team take the lead. You know, and I like him, too. He's done a good job.
Oh, good guy,
he's
too.
He's been an all-star.
I met him. He's a good dude. But yeah, no, he's he had a rough year.
They had to finally pull him.
Yeah, they gave him a long leash, too.
Yeah.
Long leash.
Right, you know. But that's the nature of the relief pitchers, right, Billy? Oh, look at Diaz. Diaz with the Mets. He came back. The Mets needed somebody. They brought Diaz back again.
Well, we were talking about pitchers earlier, only going a few innings, but I just think that the pitchers have not gone to what they should, because I would expect a starting pitcher to go seven innings and then maybe the last two innings to the relief staff or the relief pitchers. But we're not happening that this week. You've got to go with the hot guy, and the manager is going by analytics, and that's scary for the whole game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, they won the game. So you get and that's so funny. Back and you think about the Royals too. I show my age again, but the Royals and Yankees had some incredible playoff games.
Quick story. I saw this thing about guys. They said, "Oh, the question was, what do you tell to the Yankee players? Like, what do you tell people you do for a living without getting hounded saying you're a professional baseball player?" You know, some guy said construction worker, this, that, and Luke Weaver, the closer of the Yankees, said, "I tell people I'm a professional baseball player, and nobody believes me."
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's a little different there. But he comes in and throws some heat.
Dude, he gets the job done. That's all that matters by the end of the day. But, I like that he's down there than humble, you know what I mean? But that's awesome.
So I think in a lot of our minds, we're all thinking, all right, the Yankees are just going to take care of the Royals.
We hope.
You know, crazier things have happened.
I'm not counting them checking for the hats there.
You know, because of the Yankees, you never know. I mean, they haven't won since 2009, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going real quick here because we got to move on to the other sports. But just also, I hate to say this, so I'm just expressing my opinion. That Fox Sports post-game show, okay, again, I'm told you, I'm into all this announcing stuff and all that. Those guys, they're on every year with Big Papi and
Jeter.
And Jeter. They whoever else is there. There's somebody else maybe we're missing. Maybe it's just them.
And then they host, but yeah.
Yeah. I just think they're so bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
You find it entertaining?
I don't like watching a lot of the anymore.
No.
I saw them on there. I don't know. I don't know if they're that good.
Billy, what do you think of those guys?
Well, they're the superstars. You're talking about Alex Rodriguez and Jeter and Big Papi. I mean, you tune in just for that anyway.
Right.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And I just think they're trying to get the best ratings they can get, so that's why they had those three there. But, those are three of the best players to ever play the game.
Right. So that's definitely it. The 100%. One part – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying they're, three big superstars.
The one part that was funny was I had it on for a couple of, because then I switched over to I want to watch the Yankees coverage.
Right.
But they do have Pedro on, and they were showing a thing back in those classic Yankee Red Sox rivalries from early 2000s.
Oh, and he also did that Big Papi, Who's Your Daddy, performer of the.
That's what I was going.
No, but I love that. He braced it back in the day, and he don't care. He don't.
And that's whatever the clip was, and they showed that whole thing. Well, Who's Your Daddy?
It was almost like the MVP of the day. Yeah, the guy Thomas from that we talked about earlier with the home run.
Right. For Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wayne Thomas.
A couple guys. The Mets bullpen was up there. It was the Mets bullpen. It was Juan Soto. And I don't know the other fourth one. And it was a percentage. It had the fans voted on it. But I just thought it funny that they used that title for it.
But those rivalry games were incredible, And
back Yankees, Red Sox, yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. But baseball's off to a bang-up start. And we've got more games today. Whoa. I was going to say, I'm really in the I need a coffee break. My throat is talked out. It's time for Coffee's Corner. All right, our little weekly spot for our wonderful sponsor, You Coffee from Coffee Sports Collectibles. And timing is everything. And you usually gets to talk about whatever he wants here in his own segment. It's all yours, sir. What do we got?
All right, thanks, Jim. Okay, I'm over here now. This segment is sponsored by Tissues.
All right.
If you use tissues, you need tissues.
I love it.
A tissue box holder with trash can already attached. For the used tissues.
Great item.
Check them out at tissues.com. And then over here at Coffee Sports, follow us on Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles, on Facebook for our auctions we do every Monday through Friday.
Right.
Start around noon, ends at 8 p.m. sharp. We put up an item, and you guys, various players or actors and whatnot, and you bid in the comments. Check us out on Facebook page. Also check us out on Instagram and YouTube. We'll be going live on YouTube pretty soon.
Yes.
But all the same name, Coffee Sports Collectibles. That's Coffey Sports Collectibles. Follow us on all social media and look at our auctions on our Facebook page. So now what grinds my gears is how about the there's a couple of things with baseball. You can do an instant replay, like the Philly game of Mets.
Right. There was a couple of issues yesterday.
They did
that.
They did a replay. The guy was out. They called him safe. For the Mets-Philly game, it didn't really matter because then the guy got out, got an inning next to the next batter or two.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Yankee game, Jazz Chisholm. At second.
Big
play. He was out. It was space. You saw it. There was daylight, and he was out. And I'm a Yankee fan. So I approved the call because
we got the call.
The end there, as for a baseball fan, that was a terrible, terrible call, especially with replay.
Right.
Also, Bobby Witt Jr., 3-2 count, that was a ball.
I saw that.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Listen, I'll take it, but... So I just think, if you're going to have instant replay, you got to get the calls right. And that's... And they didn't on two big calls.
Yeah.
That was... So why have replay if you're going to screw it up on replay anyway?
Right.
So, and like I said, I'm a Yankee fan, and I got the benefit of the two calls, and I'll take it. But for the game overall, that's not good if you're going to use instant replay.
Right.
That's my.
Well, that's what really ticks you off, Ty.
That ticked me off yesterday. I was so mad.
He's the mad dog of the JT and VT Express Show. No, you're right, though, but that's all. That's the replay issues and all those things. So, you know, so.
Right. Can you challenge a challenge?
Yeah, right. Great stuff and great items you've got for sale. The auction thing is great. So that's going to be up now for the auction?
Tomorrow around noon, I'll put something up.
Okay, we don't know what it is yet today.
It could be baseball or football.
Yeah.
Like last week I did a Mark Bavaro Funko Pop sign, but no to name.
Right.
Ken O'Brien photo. Michael King baseball. He pitched a gem for the Padres.
Yeah. He's great. Well, he was traded for...
I like that we got Soto. Don't hear him, but
yeah,
I didn't like that we let everybody
King.
No,
I know, Michael King, yeah.
Canseco jersey and an LT jersey this week. So next week will be similar. I try to get various things.
So people should look starting tonight or tomorrow for...
Around noon, it'll be up. Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook.
Okay.
Coffey.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. That sounds exciting. I'm going to check it out
myself.
Yeah,
no, it's very cool.
Okay. Do I get a discount if I put in a bid? Or, you know.
Of course, Jim. You cheap.
Double.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Oh, the lines are popping. Wait, hold on, folks. We got more callers coming in. So let's get to the callers. I think we've got Ed on line two. Ed.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, Ed, how are you? Welcome to the show. You're with Billy Taylor. You called me.
All right. How you doing,
Jim
Billy?
Totten. What's going on, Ed?
We're going into week five here. What do you think about this new kickoff rule?
Oh, jeez. What is the rule?
I don't know. You know what? It's just insane. And what drives me nuts is you have to tell the other team if you're going to kick an onside kick.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's like cheating, and you tell the people, I'm cheating.
Yeah. It's like everybody gets a participation trophy. You know what I mean? It's like, my opinion, though, I used to kick in high school, if you remember. So my opinion is the onside kick is hardly ever, you know, ever works.
Right. Never did.
My opinion is, what I used to do in high school was, I used to set the ball the opposite way, long ways on the tee.
Yes, people
and
did
I would
that.
Kick it high. So now everybody, it's like a free ball.
Yeah.
Everybody has a chance to hit it. You know what I mean? Catch it. Or you tip it. And you know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know who's going to get it.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you guys see in the one game last week they did the onside kick and he did a drop kick?
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. The one guy, I don't know, Billy, if you remember. But
that's way out. Yeah.
No, that's the new rule that they did. The guy was able to do, it's got a drop kick because it has to hit the ground, obviously.
Right.
You know, hit the dirt. But he did that. And Ed, the reason I'm saying it, because what you said, he drop kicks it and then it goes straight in the air. So it's not a bad move because then it gives you players to go the 10 yards to catch it.
Right. But you have to be that certain
point. When we played Englewood, remember they had Harper. Remember we played for the Jets?
Bruce Harper, sure.
Yeah, in the opening kickoff in Englewood, I did that kick. I laid it down, kicked it up in the air.
Oh.
Nobody on our team knew it was going to be an onside kick, even Mr. Baxter told me to do it.
Who'd you play for?
And David Lawrence recovered it. You know what I mean? So it was to me, it works. Just kick it high. You know what I mean? These ground balls and everything else just don't work. You know? My opinion.
But that kickoff thing, to me, it's a disaster.
They come out, if you kick it in that zone and it goes out of the end, it goes to what, the 30?
Yeah.
All right, 30.
Yes,
if they move it to the 35, I think you'd see more kick returns.
Maybe.
So I think they messed up with the five. They should come 5 yards higher.
Yeah.
And I think you'll see more returns. I mean, there's been more returns already, but I think you'll see a lot more if they made it that extra 5 yards.
Yeah.
I think there's been one run back for a touchdown this year, if I remember correctly.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
I think
it hasn't really.
But I don't know.
I think
there's been one run back for a touchdown this year, if I remember correctly.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
I think
it hasn't really.
One, but I don't know.
You're
lining up so close to each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like about to shake hands with the other guy.
Right.
You know.
Good point, Dad.
All right, guys. Enjoy your football today.
Good luck with your Colts.
They look pretty pathetic, as usual, right? They always have so much hope going into the season.
You got Pat McAfee on your side.
It doesn't really matter where they play.
I know.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. We'll catch up soon. Thanks, Ed. Thanks, okay, Ed. We are so busy that we now have commercial backup, so we're going to go to a break, and then we'll be right back to jump into college in the NFL.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y, SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, we are back. JT and the BT Express Show, all things sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. Hi, guys. Okay, we're having a power-packed show. So much going on, as we mentioned, about October. But we did want to get real quick back to just some of the college scores. So we mentioned it briefly, but there were some major upsets, right?
Yeah, we had, what, five of the top, what was the top five, whatever, I mean.
Well, top, the big five different upsets.
Right, the big games. And then we got Rutgers had a tough loss.
That's our right here, our home team on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. Are you on the banks of the old Raritan?
Exactly. They lost 14-7. They had a chance to win the game at the end, and they couldn't get in from the one or whatever.
Tough loss.
They held Nebraska. Yeah. They shut them out in the second half.
Yeah.
They lost 14-7. I think ESPN Game Day should still come to a Rutgers game. Just saying, but they hung with a big team, like a big in the Division II.
Are they talking about coming the game day?
Well, Rutgers is one of the I think five in the country that the game day has not been to.
Oh, is that right?
They used to have Cal. They went to Cal. That was the first time they were in Cal. Also, so they're starting to get some of the teams that they haven't been to, and Rutgers is starting off good. Maybe they'll come here.
And these other major ones, Alabama, Michigan, Tennessee, USC, down goes Frazier. What happened to these guys, man? Woo!
Well, see, I think Alabama got complacent because, you know, they were able to upset Georgia, and then they came in, I think, thinking that they were going to have an easy game. Football is such a mental game. From week to week, you got to be ready. Alabama wasn't ready. A lot of the portal situations around the whole college football is hurting college football because you have people leaving, coming.
Yes.
And I think it's making the little schools, you know, being able to step up because for Vanderbilt to do what they did and some of the other schools around the league, they're making a complacent situation for college football. It's no longer the big ones like Georgia, Alabama, and everybody doing what they got to do. They got to worry about the little guys because they're getting the portal transfers also. And that's a big. That's going to make it an even playing field for all of college football.
I totally agree. Yo,
to Billy's point, like Vanderbilt's quarterback, he came from New Mexico State from the NIL, and he had a great game yesterday against Alabama. So to Billy's point, they're bringing these young school, these little small schools, they're getting some couple guys that they can get now that they can pay them, and they're getting the scraps, but they're still getting guys, and that was a great win, obviously, for Vanderbilt. I think Alabama did get a little complacent, thought they were, you know, after beating Georgia, they were probably like, we got this, you know, we're going to cruise to the number one spot, you know what I mean?
I think these other teams are learning to truthfully play the new rules of college football.
Yeah, no.
The portal, right. The NIL, the money that goes into this NIL. Nobody thought this was going to happen like this.
It's like free agency on steroids for college
portal,
football.
And they just don't have the rules set up. These guys are just leaving. They come in, they leave, boom, boom,
the
boom.
Most money, I'm out.
And they're out the next season. You know, where was the one guy last week, or even Bo Nix or whoever? One guy was like 28 years old. He played 8 years ago.
Right. Bo Nix was Cam Newton's backup in Auburn. Just think about that.
The Cam Newton. I mean, seriously, you know, that was unbelievable, right? And Alabama, you know, so I don't know how good they are. Michigan, how good are they? I don't know, right?
Well, Michigan can't play in a bowl game anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter much for them, but...
Jack, our engineer, brought that up, the fact that Michigan, they're like, they can just kind of phone it in this year because they're not going anywhere in the playoffs.
For 3 years. They can't make the playoffs for 3 years.
Yeah, you know. But it makes college football great. Yesterday was, as I'm saying, there's so much sports.
Right, you had so much baseball yesterday, too. It's like, you know, you need two TVs.
My wife, we don't even talk anymore. It's just really, it's why bother.
Can you blame her?
I just retire into the little sports room and just bury myself in there. And by the way, the weather here in New Jersey is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, perfect weather.
It's like
perfect
72
weather.
Degrees. And I actually feel guilty going inside watching all these games.
But
not really.
You should be outside.
Well, the grass is high. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Come on, Jim.
Well, she's out there cutting the lawn, so she's
really,
like,
really.
Hello, Hal. Reservation for one, please.
100%.
But anyway, we only have a couple of minutes. But what's the Jets score? We have an update on the Jets?
Not yet. I'll get it.
Okay. It was 17-7 over in London.
Another hurricane victim.
Yes, right. And before we go off the air, we do want to mention a couple of things. We've got a nice promotion next week, a big announcement for a special guest, and want to talk about some different things here. But real quick with the NFL, we've got it's 17-7 still for the Jets. Any other big games going on? Oh God, I don't want to bring up Cowboys Steelers.
America Cinema on Sunday Night Football.
Okay, Billy, we got to hear these two speak. You know, with this Cowboys Steelers game.
Well, I don't really care about that one. I'm looking at the Ravens-Bengals games because the Bengals usually do a good job. I think that's going to be the game of the week. The Giants have injuries because Malik Nabers, their top receiver, is not going to play today. And I think that's going to hurt them against Seattle. But there's a few good games in there, and so I'm looking to see some people. But I think the NFL now is getting out of that exhibition look and starting to play some real football.
Right.
Absolutely. The games seem a lot better now last week and this week. And, it's still 17-7 with almost – third quarter's almost over for the Jets and Vikings.
You know,
it's 17-10 now.
17-10, okay. You know who's a nice surprise so far is the Commanders. Washington Commanders playing really good ball, right?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels.
C.J. Stroud numbers, you know.
A good quarterback. It's such a quarterback league, right, Billy?
It's not even a question. As a matter of fact, I'm shocked by the guy because I had never really heard about him before he won the Heisman last year at LSU.
Right.
And for him to come out and to play the kind of ball he's playing, I think a week ago he was the highest rated percentage quarterback that ever started the first four games. So he's getting better. He's making his team better, and he's really being a big difference. And I think they're showing why he should have been possibly the number one draft choice.
Let me ask you guys, two Giant fans, if you had to do over again, would you pick Jaden Daniels over I don't know if you had a chance for Nabers, but I'm just saying, if you had the opportunity, would you rather Nabers or Daniels now?
Well, I'm not a Daniel Jones fan, so I would have.
You think anybody?
You know. Not my favorite, so that you still have to deal with that issue. Malik is good, is special talent, no doubt.
Oh, he's on my fantasy team, too. Thank you, Billy, for letting me take him out of my lineup.
Yeah, but the Giants don't have, I don't see them doing anything in Seattle today. I just don't see that with that crowd in that place. You know?
No, I don't see that either.
You know, Packers-Rams, not a bad game, I guess.
And what's his name? Jerome. I mean, Jordan is back, and he looked good last week. Even though he threw three interceptions, he had four touchdowns. So I think that's going to be another good game because I think the Packers are back.
Right. And I think it's going to be a good game. And the Rams seem like they both the receivers out, so that's going to be tough for Matt Stafford.
Right, right. So the Raiders, Broncos. How about Bills, Texans? That could be a good game in Houston. Texans are starting to play better now. A little comeback, I think. Right.
Yeah, Texans at home, I think would be good.
They still got a good team. They had a hiccup a couple weeks ago, but I think they're back. The thing about it is that they have a defensive-minded coach, and sometimes when that happens, he slows the offense down. But CJ quarterback, he's outstanding, and I think they have a chance. If they can continue to get better, they could be deep in the playoffs this year, the Texans.
Yeah. Texans have a really good team. CJ Stroud's unbelievable.
So, again, the NFL, week five, right? Yeah. It's just fabulous every week.
Absolutely.
So many games, so much going on. And the Monday night game is actually Saints at Chiefs. So how great is that to wrap up the weekend, right?
I think that's going to be super, Jim, because the Chiefs haven't played well at all, even though they're undefeated. They haven't played well. The Saints have averaged... They've put up 40 points a couple of times already. They've proven to me with David Carr and their running back that they're a team you got to deal with. So I just hope it's an entertaining game on Monday night.
Right. Great. Great. Okay, we just wanted to do a couple of housekeeping items, as they say. We were talking here at the station about what was going on, what's been going on down south with the hurricane and all. And you want to jump in?
Yeah, we just want to give our thoughts and prayers to everyone affected by the hurricane, Helene. And, North Carolina was hit very hard, and a lot of other states over there, Florida. And now there's another one coming into Florida. So hopefully it's going from supposed to go from Tampa right across the state.
Yeah.
So people in that area, hopefully you're okay. And
It was incredible damage. We're part of Beasley Media Group, BMG. They have a lot of stations down in Florida and in southern southern United States. So everyone's been pitching in and doing a lot of different things. So great job, Beasley Media Group. And not just them, but anybody, you can do anything to help.
100%, yes.
That's terrific. Great. One other item for us, very exciting, next week's show. We're thrilled, and we've got confirmation. But so we're going to have, who is it?
Bobby Bacala.
We're going to have one of the original Sopranos on, Steve Sharippa.
Also, Anthony from Blue Bloods.
He's Anthony from Blue Bloods, which I love with Tom Selleck.
I love
Selleck,
Blue Bloods,
too.
Yes.
But Steve Sharippa is going to be our special guest next Sunday, and his dog. He always has his dog with him.
Right.
But he's a diehard baseball fan, especially Yankees. Actually, also did some appearances for the Somerset Patriots, I think, here at Fox Sports Radio New Jersey as well. So Steve has been great. We try to pick out a good time for him to do it. He's back in New York, so we're going to have Steve Sharippa on next.
And wait for Steve.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
We've got special things going on. Maybe the week after we might have another great announcement.
Exactly.
We're just waiting to
stay tuned
on that as well. So, but anyway, Power Pack, we've got so many games, playoffs, NFL, college. Billy, thank you, sir. We had a great show.
Good job, guys.
You Coffee, thank you very much. CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com.
Thanks,
auction
guys.
Auction starts tomorrow. Check that out as well. So
good job, guys. Thanks, guys.
Jack Myatt, behind the glass, as they say, the schmoozer over there. Thank you very much, as always. And I guess that's it. So have a great sports week. A lot going on.
See you next Sunday.
Have a good week. Bye.